to make.
What did I tell you to do?
To make good graphics.
Good graphics! I come to work and I have to look at this mess!
I can make good graphics.
You better make good graphics! I'm supposed to release a video computer game on TV without this graphic!
What?
You heard me!
The movie Roger Ebert wrote was Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, not the Valley of the Dolls. He wrote the sequel. You midget.
From the snowy peaks of the Rocky Mountains, through the harsh Colombian jungle, and all over the damn American South, this is Extra Life Radio.
Hi, this is Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica, and I play the role of Tom Zarek, and you are listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hey, every stinking buddy. This is Scott Johnson, and welcome, welcome, welcome all to Extra Life Radio. This is Extra Life Radio number 104. That's only four episodes away from 108. just doing some random math. Since we're not building up to show 100 anymore, you got to do something, right? It is September 5th, 2006, and it is Tuesday night. And as always, our show is sponsored in part by YouByNow.com. Go check them out. They have a new lightsaber. Should be on your wall. At YouByNow.com, use Extra Life as your code, and you'll save 10%. Also want to thank ArcadeTown.com for their great sponsorship. Go check them out, download some games, and have a good old time with you and some buddies. That's ArcadeTown.com. Welcome to the show, everyone. Let's jump right in.
We're going to have a good old time with you.
Yes. Why don't you come on down hug next week?
That's right.
Please be my neighbor.
Let's talk to Obsidian first this week, because we always save him for later, because I'm always afraid of what comment he might make, and it may hurt my feelings. Just kidding. It's coming to us from Columbia and commissionedcomic.com. We have Obsidian, whose real name is
Obsidian.
Hector
Obsidian
Fallagio.
Is good enough.
Oh, Obsidian's good enough. So welcome to the show,
it's
Obsidian.
Dergio. I thought it was Dergio.
Oh, it's a Dergio. How was your week, sir?
Let's see. Well, I didn't get run over by any cabs this week.
Good. That's a banner week as far as I'm concerned.
And, whoa, next week my webcomic is going to be 2 years old. That's
holy crap, 2 years old. Has it really been 2 years? That's crazy.
No, multiply that by 100 and you got about your age.
Yeah, very nice. I was waiting for the first age joke of the night. Fresh back from Dragon Con, we have with us from MissionDeep.com, Brian. Hello. Did I say .com? I meant .com. It's DEF CON 4. Brian, hello. How's it going?
Hello. Thank you, Mr. Johnson, for having me on the show.
Oh, good. They turned you into
like curry. The frozen ice cream treat, not the podcast inventor.
Dude, it's very arguable whether he had anything to do with that. I like Tim Curry, though. Makes me want to throw rice. Anyway, so Brian, we're going to talk about Dragon Con here in a minute.
Yes.
Lots and lots to fill us in on, and really cool stuff that we have to share here in a bit. And you guys heard at the intro of the show the fine station ID provided by Richard Hatch. No, not the gay guy from the first seasons of Survivor, or season of Survivor.
although Scott likes that one.
Yes, I like that one. But the Richard Hatch who plays Tom Zarek currently on Battlestar Galactica and the original Apollo on the old show, and there's a lot more like that kind of stuff that we're going to preview for you tonight, thanks to Brian, who is the rock star of the evening, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. I was all over them celebrities. Hey, come here, man.
Oh, I bet you were, Brian. Get a little bit of booze in you.
I'm still upset you didn't get to talk to Teal'c. I was looking forward to
Evan Sorbo, come here, man. Give me a hug.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't get to talk to Teal'c?
No.
What are you doing here? Go back.
Teal'c wasn't there. He canceled out last second.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he knew you were going.
Oh, he didn't go at all to the thing?
No, he didn't go at all. I don't know what
he has such a big career now that Stargate's in the crapper. Yeah. So.
That's why he grew his hair back.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he was busy saving the planet. Isn't that what he does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Takes an hour to peel that little sticker off his head.
Coming to us from a lonely iBook in the middle of Florida, or the tail end of Florida, and coming also to us from theinstance.net is Andrew. Andrew, hello.
Hello.
So your PC crashed.
My PC is dead.
Yeah, it is dead to you. And now you're dead to Obsidian because you're using a Mac this evening to talk to us.
I got everything jerry-rigged into a iBook.
Very nice.
So I could do the show. And for all the listeners out there who may not know this, I'm getting ready to buy a Mac and be done with Windows completely.
Yay! Woo! Well, except for if you do boot camp or Parallels.
And
anyway.
he is dead to me.
Yeah, Obsidian's none too pleased with this whole whatever this is we're doing. So, yeah, welcome to the show, all three of you. And we got a lot to talk about later in the show.
Hey, wait.
What?
What?
We got a lurker.
What?
Suzanne's here, too.
Oh, Suzanne. Hello.
She went to the...
Hey, Scott.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know she was sitting in there with you. That's great.
Yeah.
She went to Dragon
Con
as well.
She went to the con, too, so,
oh, my gosh, dude. Were you just... Could you believe these nerds that you saw there? That's got to be just something insane to see.
Who was watching the kids? Oh, crap.
We left them at the DragonCon nursery.
Yeah.
He gave him like a big wad of cash and matches, and he's like, "We'll be back in a couple days now."
Like they've got a nursery. Okay, sir, you're gonna need to leave your kids here with this guy
dressed up as
Bib Fortana, if that's okay with you.
You laugh, but they really do. They have
a nursery.
Yeah, they got a child care facility.
Yeah,
where
it's like I'm gonna leave my.
That's
gonna,
so wait a minute.
What I was thinking.
So
was
they
like,
actually way. Expect they actually yeah. expect their visitors to be married and have children?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like I'm gonna leave my daughter to be watched by Boba Fett and someone dressed up.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Exactly. I cannot even freaking imagine it, because that particular con is very cosplay. Yeah. Those people are all running around like a bunch of
you'd be walking
weirdos.
Around later, and you'd see one of your youngest kids all green and everything hanging on somebody's back.
That's awesome.
No, not
dude.
A good plan.
No, that's awesome. And I did see some of your photos. Apparently there are a lot of dress-up folk there at the con.
So, tell us, Brian, what diet are you doing? Because you look fabulous.
Yeah, you look thin as can be, dude. What the heck? I mean, not that all of us thought you were huge or anything, but the only image we have is that Bigfoot shot of you by that swing set all sweaty.
But it is true that now the officially fattest person on the podcast is Scott.
Oh, man. We're
so tell us, Scott, how does it feel to be the fattest man in the world?
Yeah. It feels pretty good, actually. I'm right now.
Oh, he's
enjoying
like,
a
lot of really good.
I'm enjoying
give me some more gravy.
I'm enjoying some uncooked bacon right now as we do the podcast.
Good bacon.
Someone sent me an email.
Oh,
someone said last week
I
was
right
eating.
Out of the bag.
Someone said I was eating too much last week, and I don't think I was eating anything. I don't know what he's talking about.
The best
about.
Thing ever made is that instant bacon crap you put in the microwave for 30 seconds.
What the heck are you, dude?
What?
That
what
is this black
about?
Magic
instant
you
bacon.
Speak of? What the crap?
You've never
oh,
seen
black
that
magic?
Yeah,
I've never
man,
heard
you
of
can
it.
Buy bacon. You can buy bacon in a box. Bacon in a box, baby. That's right. Just stick it in the microwave for 30 seconds, and you've got crispy bacon.
Straw. You just
that sounds terrible.
You just cook it and put the straw in it and drink it like a Capri Sun.
Is that the kind of thing a pig would look at and go, "I see nothing that offends me here," because it's hardly bacon anymore? Interesting.
I don't know. I mean. If it is hardly bacon, let me know, because, you know, bacon...
I can't believe it ain't bacon.
I can't believe this isn't meat.
because I do remember from my meat-eating days that bacon used to taste pretty good.
Bacon is the best, man. I mean, it's so bad for you, but Oh, yeah. Bacon tastes good.
I just want to make it...
Pork chop tastes good.
I want to make a quick note here before I forget. We are currently enjoying a perfect 5-star rating in the iTunes review stuff. And that's awesome. Actually kind of hard to do. There aren't too many shows.
Really?
Almost. I don't know of any right now with more than 10 reviews that has a perfect 5-star rating.
How many reviews do we have?
We have 54.
and I wrote all three of them.
We have a grand total of 54 right now, and they all are positive. So thanks, everybody, for doing that. That's all the fans' work right there.
While we're talking about podcasts, I just want to mention that I don't know if I got to mention it last show. I mentioned it on my blog, but
you mean
I'm
your
gonna
curse
actually,
show?
I'm going to actually do a new neurotoxin every Wednesday.
Oh, that's the curse show. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the curse show. That's
right.
His. That's
there
where
go our
blue.
5 stars.
Nah, it's good times. And I went and read a bunch of the reviews. They're all very nice. So thanks, everybody, for doing that. And make sure to check out Andrew's neurotoxins every Wednesday. Ding! All right, let's move on. A couple of quick calls, and then I want to talk about some other important things before we get to our big Dragon Con event. And also later
in the
show... You
got to make some calls? Why didn't you make them before the podcast?
No, he's like, hold
people
on,
called
guys.
Us. People
we're like
called
on hold.
Us. But we're going to talk to also a fan of Extra Life. It turns out he's never listened to the show before. This was very funny.
Really?
Last week, just to give you a quick rundown before we talk to him later in the show, Somebody on our message boards by the name of Cyber Commando. No. Cyber Commando?
Cyber Commando.
Cyber Commando.
Cyber Commando.
Sorry.
Zero.
My brain's dying. Cyber Commando posted some images that he snapped himself while on the freeway. He happened to see them filming scenes for the Transformers movie, which is really hard to get shots of anything from. And the studio's real tight-lipped about it, so the fact that he got to kind of stand there and shoot...
senseless right after taking the pictures.
Yeah, I hope not after tonight, he may be, but... Anyway, he did a really great job, and we ended up getting dug 1,400 digs and took the site down for a few hours, and it was just crazy. So he did a real cool thing, and today I said, so we want to bring you on the show for just a little bit of time. We'd love to have you on. He says, great, no problem. I said, are you a listener
Scott
of the show?
Scott wants to have you on.
I said, are you a listener of the show? He says, I've never heard it before, but I downloaded a couple of them just to check it out. And surprisingly, I was able to sit through it, unlike most podcasts. And I said, yes, we are known for our sit through itness. And so, anyway, we can have
my
a tagline.
You can really sit through it.
That's a good tagline. You can really
just
sit through
it. We should have a new slogan, Extra Life Radio. You can really sit through it. So, anyway, I really thought that was funny, and we'll get to talk to him a little bit later for a few minutes on the show. Joining us in the studio in a late-breaking bit of news is who?
Hello.
Wait, am I picking you up? Can I hear you?
Nope.
You're not hearing me? Hold on, say something again.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, we're hearing you.
That's a little better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Scott's dog talks.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's my dog.
Hi, guys.
Kim's here, and so Suzanne. There's way too many chicks here tonight. The crap's going
Scott's
on.
Scott's dog is not called Kim.
Scott's dog is called something.
Let's play nice, everybody.
Wait, are you on the wrong?
Let's play. Oh, Kim's going to pull over the car.
Okay, try it now. So.
Is that better?
Oh, that's so much
oh,
better.
Oh, yay.
It sounded like you were in a tunnel. Hello now. Okay, let's move
Walking
on.
Into the vault now.
Now, listen to this. This is weird. I got this call. I don't know what they say. I still, to this moment, don't know what they say, but had to share it with you guys anyway. Check
some
it
of those.
Out.
Hello, this is Chopper of the 23rd Division. And when I'm out fighting the evil bad guys, I listen to Extra Life Radio, the best podcast there is.
That's a McDonald's drive-thru. It's pretty close. It sounded to me like something on Star Trek, like a captain.
Well,
I think
like,
we should investigate.
Are you fries with that? Please pull forward.
I think their ship is in definite danger. So anyway, whoever that was, we have no idea what the crap that was. So you may want to let us know.
So
thank you for calling. Yeah,
or screw
or
you, whatever.
Yeah, I thought I'd play it. Maybe you guys can hear it and tell us what it said. I have no idea.
Well, we could give him the generic response. Let me take care of this.
All right, do it. It's in your hands,
dear listener. thank you for your call. It means a lot to us. We appreciate your feedback very much. Keep on listening. Goodbye.
Wow.
You know what? You can actually record that and use that as a...
Don't follow us, we'll play every time.
As a new ringtone? Yeah. That'll fit nicely next to everyone's Pee-Pee Del Fuego. We have a question for Obsidian, and we like to play them here. Check this one out.
Hey, Scott and the gang. This is Sebastian calling in with a question for Ask Obsidian that I sent in last week, and Scott, well, he screwed it up and forgot. Obsidian... What does your girlfriend China Doll think of Firefly and the Chinese that is in Firefly? Okay. Hope Scott doesn't screw it up.
Okay. So what? That's Obsidian, the creator of our fine mashups every week.
No, that's
Obsidian.
Sebastian.
Sebastian. What did I say?
Sebastian is worse.
I'm Obsidian. That's Sebastian. Way to screw it up, Scott.
Nice.
I've already blown it. This is how I work, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. So,
it's all good.
So anywho's it. So, Obsidian, what does your wife think of Serenity/Firefly and the Chinese used in it? Is it? I think I already know the answer to this, but you go ahead and answer it.
Okay. First of all, in another screw up by Scott Johnson, I'm not married. No.
I said girlfriend. Did I say wife?
You said wife.
Did I really? Dude,
yes,
seriously,
man, you
put a fork in
dropping
me.
Dropping the ball tonight.
Okay, so the fat and senile Scott Johnson.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Now,
ouch is right.
Well, what do you mean ouch? Look at what he's doing.
Yeah, look at me. Okay, I'm Scott, sitting here being
focus.
Fat and stupid.
Okay, focus.
Okay, I'm focusing.
Okay,
tell us about your Chinese girlfriend. What's the deal there?
Okay, now, we saw Serenity and...
Serenity.
The guy, the guy came on screen and he spoke in Chinese. And guess what she said?
What?
That ain't right.
She said absolutely nothing. The guy just spoke Chinese, and that was it.
So, I mean, is it because
what kind of reaction are you expecting?
Well, no, because what he's thinking, he's making the assumption that the Chinese in the movies are totally crap.
She'll know, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
what they were saying.
But she only knows Spanish, right?
Exactly. You see, okay, Chanaval is Chinese of race, not of nationality.
Oh.
I mean, she's...
You're blowing her mind.
She's not... I mean, she was born here in Colombia. She has never been in China. She's just Chinese of race.
Really? Right. Okay. Well, that was really exciting.
Yeah, that was...
Your question, Sebastian.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Please call again.
Okay, wait. Let me try again, okay? Let me try again. Okay, so we were watching Serenity,
And
this guy comes out on screen, and he speaks in Chinese, and suddenly Chanaval just jumps up, takes all her clothes off, and...
Hey, this
I
is
guess
the version...
I'm not supposed to tell you the rest of this,
yeah,
right?
No. No,
see,
I
like
funny.
That version.
So is that more interesting?
Yes, very.
Oh, yeah.
Entirely.
Excellent. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, great.
Let me write this down in my journal. Hold on a minute. Let me go get it. I'm just kidding. All right.
Journal. Let's... Scott's journal is written in crayon.
Crayon?
Crayon.
You're off by two.
Brian
Truth
is lagging
Kim
out.
Kim doesn't let him use crayons because he stuffs them up his nose.
That's not all I stuff them up. All right.
Oh man.
You stuff them up.
What happened to the brown? What happened to the burnt sienna?
Oh.
I can't find
it. I don't
it.
Know. I thought the whole box is burnt sienna.
Oh, my gosh. We got the one color box. That's nice. What can brown do for you? All right. We need to make some congratulations. Our good friend Rico of the Treks and Sci-Fi podcast, who had his first podcasting debut. Any time I ever heard that guy's voice was on our show. And he was apparently
Sweet.
Inspired by us to do his own show. And he hit
Rico
1 year this week. Yeah, 1 year of podcasts.
So, awesome.
Way to go, Rick.
Wow.
And we have a little clip from his show, which makes me look like the big jerk in the room.
It's been really... really great ride, and I'm blaming Scott Johnson of Extra Life Radio. He's the one that got me all hooked on this. So, Scott, if you're listening, I blame you. It's all your fault. It's all your fault that I have no Sundays anymore, that all I do is do this podcast and edit it and prepare for it and all that. So Scott, curse you, Scott.
Okay, there's Rico in his usual deadpan manner cursing
yeah.
me. But I'm
awesome.
I'm so thrilled for him. It's great. Great news.
So, according to him, you're like a podcast pimp.
Yo.
Yeah. More like a drug dealer.
is there a word for that?
What?
Yeah, he's a pusher.
Oh, I'm a pusher.
Scott's a podcast pusher.
Sorry, I'm looking at two things at once. Okay.
What is Kim doing exactly?
She's just sitting over here looking at me. I'm just losing it. My brain hurts. All right, that's
Wait
it.
Wait a minute. But the interesting part is that Kim was laughing. So you see that Kim was just sitting there looking at you, and we heard her laughing. So we can just draw the conclusion that Kim looks at you and laughs.
Yes, you can draw that conclusion. That's true. That's why she married me. Isn't that right?
That's true.
One of the reasons?
That's
I make you
one
laugh?
One of the reasons, yes.
Yeah. We had a bunch of emails during the week that asked for more.
Scott,
female...
you can make me laugh. I'm not marrying you.
I got a bunch of emails requesting
He's
more
taken.
Female participation. Precipitation, dude.
Oh, here you
seriously.
Go.
What is wrong
We're
with you?
90% chance of Scott screwing up.
98. No. You're being too kind today. It's like right up there. Anyway, so let's do this
we've
because...
we've got a large cold front of dumbness coming down from the north.
Here it comes. It's blowing in a nor'easter. Yeehaw! All right, let's listen to this because then it's Brian's turn, and this How Are the Graphics segment is all about Dragon Con, and we want to know
Sweet.
How the graphics were there. Check it out.
How were the graphics?
How were the graphics?
The sultry voice of Scott Fletcher. So, Brian... Let's get into
yes.
this.
Yes.
Before we get the full report, I'm going to, throughout your conversation here, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the cool station IDs you got and play them for people.
Awesome.
They'll hear these in future shows as well as we do intros and stuff, but I had to play this Billy West one first.
awesome.
And I didn't tell Obsidian about this, and I didn't tell Andrew about it, not just because I hate them, but because I wanted them to be surprised by it.
He does other stuff to us because he hates us.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he does other stuff out of hate. This he just does because he's Well, nothing I can say on the show.
Control freak?
This one's just out of spite.
Control freak.
Yeah, we would definitely be...
You know, you see, my mother once said that if you don't have anything decent to say, you might as well not say anything.
Is that how they say
so
it in
I'm
Columbia?
Not saying anything about Scott Johnson.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's the long station ID from Billy West, and is just about the coolest thing ever to grace my computer. Check it out.
Hi, this is Billy West, and I'm the voice of Ren and Stimpy.
Hey, Ren, will you button me?
Will you shut up, fool? The red M&M. I'm sort of a candy-coated Leonardo DiCaprio. Voice of Fry on Futurama. Man, all this constant exposure to radiation is making me thirsty. Oh, and Zap Brannigan. Yes, Zap Brannigan, master of time, space, and everything else in between, and winner of this year's Modesty Award. Dr. Zoidberg, let's get a sandwich from the dumpster. Let's go eat. And Professor Farnsworth, I'm going to keep going. Good news, everyone. Bad news. And I'm on right here. I'm right here. Right here. Right, your congressman. Tell him you want everybody to listen to Extra Life Radio.
Okay, how freaking that's, cool.
Woo!
That is awesome. Oh, he my was great. God, that is awesome.
I know, I'm having
I couldn't
a
believe
geek
it when
out.
He went all that. He went all out. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Just don't give did. Brian all the praise because I was there. I was the one who wanted to go through the Walk of Fame. I was the one who dragged his butt in there.
That's and right. I'm willing to bet that Suzanne praise. Was the one that charmed the guy up
oh,
and eventually
right.
made him go all the way with that.
Yeah. That's the only reason why any of them talk to me because most of the time they see me, they run off.
Yeah. I'm really glad he didn't do the Honey Oats Cheerios B. I was glad he didn't do that one.
Does he do? Does he does the
he does that as well. He it's basically Fry anyway. It sounds just like Fry.
He basically does everyone on the planet.
I didn't know he did Zoidberg. I knew he did all of his other voices, but Zoidberg I thought was someone else.
Zoidberg's my favorite.
Yeah.
He's like one of the ones. When it comes to Futurama, he pretty much does almost everybody.
Yeah, now, yeah he is the modern day Mel Blanc.
So tell us about some of the people you ran into. Well, you have some more to play, and we'll do those in a minute. But were there people there you didn't expect to see at a con?
You expect to see just about anything at the con. But celebrity wise, there was supposed to be Till Christopher Judge from Stargate SG-1. Something happened. He had to cancel out last second. So they had Tori Higgins, I believe her name is, the one from Stargate Atlantis. She's the Dr. Weir.
So oh, yeah. Yeah, I like
she
her.
She is super sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear she's really nice.
She's great.
I've heard that before.
Yes, yep. But no,
she's sexy.
I think she's sexy. She's so cute.
Well, she is.
Yeah. She is, isn't she?
She's cute. I think she's cute, really.
She's no Colonel. She's no Colonel Shepard, but she's all right.
No.
That's another story.
Yeah, my wife thinks Colonel Shepard is the man.
He is the man.
I actually didn't get to talk to any of the people with SG-1, which is what I really wanted to do. But they kept having little conferences and stuff in the big conference rooms.
Yeah.
About what had happened to the show and what they're planning on doing in the future with SG-1. And they have no plans of abandoning it. I mean, they are definitely going to go forward with SG-1.
How are they, though? They're going to other networks or something? Or what are they going to do?
Other networks, yeah. They're shopping it around. Who does it? I forget. Is it Paramount? It's not Paramount because Paramount does Star Trek.
They're going to PBS.
Yeah, they're going to PBS. It's going to be on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Halfway through every episode, they're going to have the little telethon thing pop
and they'll hug a tree at the end of every episode. Do you like the way Tilk wasted that guy? Well, you too can contribute $4 a day. That would be awesome.
I'd love that.
That would be great. So did they? But they were. I mean, they were really defiant. Then you're saying about the whole idea of them going away.
Oh yeah, forget them. They'll start their own dang channel if they have to. Man, they don't care.
Wow. Well, you heard it here first, people.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's play another one of these clips as well. Andrew's going to love this. I don't know why. I just think this is going to be one that's going to strike a chord with Andrew. So here it is.
Hi, this is Aaron Gray, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Aaron Gray.
It's Wilma.
Yeah.
I love Aaron Gray.
I've met her in person twice at MegaCon here in Orlando.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you telling me that. So my question is, why is the guy that played this, what's his stinking name? Who's the main guy? Buck Rogers, the guy that
Buck
played
Rogers,
him.
Yeah. Lee Majors.
Gerard.
He's dead. Not Lee Majors, dude.
Lee Majors.
Yeah, Gil Gerard. Isn't he dead somewhere?
No, he's alive.
Dead somewhere?
In fact, last year at MegaCon, him
That's nice,
and
Scott.
Aaron Gray were there.
Oh, really?
Really?
Both of them?
Last, yeah, that was before he died somewhere.
Yeah, I know, Scott. Scott's...
Did they make out for film or for fans and stuff like that? Because weren't they kind of a thing in the show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were like an item. Actually, Gil Gerard was all over Twiggy.
Beady, 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 beady. Bonk!
Geronimo!
So what did you see in the way of, like, I know you got a lot of these kind of third-rate washed-up sort of science fiction people, but did you see...
Third-rate washed-up.
That's horrible. That's horrible. Everybody there was a star.
Yeah.
No, saw a couple of the Serenity people over there.
Who? Which ones?
Alan
the redheaded Tudyk. Guy. Yeah, Alan Tudyk. And then that...
I die?
That ethnic-looking girl. Who is she?
The younger one. Ethnic-looking girl.
River?
Yeah.
River?
Like I said, they're, you know, they're A-list stars. And,
no, the hooker.
Can't remember her stupid name.
The space hooker.
The companion, yeah. That's, yeah, I don't know her name. Hooker. She's hot.
How about I tell you this? I'll tell you a couple people who were super nice.
Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin Sorbo.
Security guard.
Kevin Sorbo.
Security guard when he was taking me out.
Yeah.
He didn't hit me once.
Kevin Sorbo is awesome.
What did Sorbo, he was there for what? What was he pushing? Well, I know what he was.
Nothing, yeah. I don't even know if he was pushing anything. He was just—he was out from behind the table because all the rest
selling
were
coloring
the table.
Books.
Yeah, yeah. And he was out from behind the table hugging all the hot chicks. We know. And
he hugged so nice.
He did. He like I said, hugged all the hot chicks.
Excellent.
But
hey,
is
it me? Now hold on, I got to color something up. Wasn't he and Ronan from Atlantis? Weren't those two in that Andromeda show together? Or is it just me?
Andromeda
thinking
show?
Wrong? Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, Andromeda? I remember that. I mean, even I know that.
Is it Andromeda or? Yeah, Andromeda.
I think it was Andromeda.
Yeah, and he was like
androgynous.
He was basically Ronan.
Andromeda, aka Gene Roddenberry's sorry TV show.
I thought it was okay. I didn't hate it. I liked
even,
it.
Even I have seen that TV show, and even I know it sucks.
I thought it was okay. It was all right. His character.
Dude,
was
you have a Mac.
No, he was basically Ronan. Yeah, well, you don't eat meat, so there you go. But no, he was basically Ronan with better clothes. I thought. Anyway, there's my. Did you see anybody from like Babylon 5 or any?
And that is Scott's fashion sense. Yes.
No, not really. The other big group that was there besides SG-1 was Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, cool.
Gaius Baltar was there, but he was at lunch whenever we came.
He was busy selling out the human race.
No, he was at lunch because that girl kept telling him to go eat lunch. He kept saying, come on, go eat lunch, Gaius.
Number 7 or whatever.
Or whatever her name is, yeah.
Jerk.
That's great. Anybody else from DSG besides, we know Richard Hatch was there. Anybody else?
Was there. Hilo was there.
Hilo was there.
Hilo was there.
I talked to Hilo. He was cool. He had a really wicked, wicked cap he had on. What?
He had a crap. Cat on?
A wicked crap. Yeah,
well, see, I said crap, and I was like, all right, well, am I going to go
he
with
was
this?
Wearing a cat.
Okay. I'm an idiot.
He talked to Hilo in the bathroom while he had a wicked crap on.
Actually, the funny story about the bathroom is I went to the bathroom. And,
good for you.
I
good took job.
A leak. I turned around, and there's a security guard there, and I'm thinking, what? What did I do?
Yeah.
And I'm just taking a leak. What can I possibly steal out of here?
The guy,
you know?
The security guard's like, you going to wash your hands?
Yeah, no, exactly. I saw you in the hall. No, you can wash them hands, buddy.
Dude, sorry, sir. We have a dump limit, and you've exceeded it by 14 pounds.
So I'm kind of watching him. So I'm watching him out of the corner of my eye because I'm a little bit worried about it. And I'm like, so I start washing my hands. And there's this old guy standing next to me. And I'm like, doo-doo-doo-doo. And he starts wiping off the counter. And I'm like, looking at him, I'm like, you know, he looks kind of familiar. It was
Mickey Rooney.
I thought he was dead, dude.
No.
I was just about to say the same thing. Wasn't he dead?
Wait a minute. Did Mickey Rooney go totally ape nuts on you? Like, whenever they interview him, you think he is completely bonkers.
Well, he's 115 or something, isn't he?
He looked good, too. He was walking real well and everything. No, he ran back to the thing. But, you know,
Wait a minute. What do you mean he ran? What did you do to him, Brian?
He took off out of there. No, he was actually wiping off the counter where he had spilt some water and stuff. I mean, just like average, ordinary kind of guy. And, but like I said, he just
took
off.
Yeah, because we all believe that Mickey Rooney never spills anything.
Yeah. But I was kind of shocked I was in the bathroom at the same time, and I started thinking about it later. You know, he's like 90. I bet he has to pee like every 5 minutes. So, you know, if I went to the bathroom, I probably could have done it again. So,
I don't know. Scott, how often do you pee?
Wait, Brian.
Frequently.
Brian waits in the bathroom. Mickey Rooney comes back, and Brian's like, I knew you'd be back.
What's that, like 5 minutes?
Now,
what's
I know.
You gotta pee?
Now, I know while you're down there, one of the things you'd see at all these conventions is a lot of comic book artists and writers and creators. The next little sound clip you got, a station ID came from.
Did you see Brian Dunaway?
Yeah.
One of the co-creators of V for Vendetta, David Lloyd, was there, and this is what he said.
Well, hi there. This is David Lloyd, and I'm here to promote my new book, Kickback. So please check that out if you possibly can. And you're listening to Extra Live Radio. Thanks.
All right. Very nice.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that cool?
He
was the artist of the
Was Alan? Was Alan Moore there, too?
Alan Moore doesn't make Alan Moore doesn't do conventions.
He doesn't talk to human beings. That guy's got issues. Yeah. He doesn't like people.
Well, yeah, that's what I heard. He kind of doesn't talk to anybody.
I couldn't get nowhere near Sulu. I couldn't get nowhere near him.
Oh, come on! You should have just made like Femi faces and stuff, and like
he would have just jumped up and tore his shirt off and sword fought you.
I couldn't get nowhere near him though.
Dang it!
But I did get near the cast of Happy Days when I first walked up. Erin Moran, Joni, was actually sitting way off by herself, and you know Ralph Mouth was kind of like
you
almost,
should've...
almost complete two tables down. I was like,
you know what would have been perfect with Ralph Mouth is if you had a copy of the D&D anime, the D&D cartoon to have him sign.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That would have been awesome. That would have been too bad because. I asked Erin Moran, and she did a little spot for us. And I don't know if Scott's played it.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet, but I will hear in a second. Yeah.
But then I talked to Ralph Mouth, and I asked if he wanted to do one, and he said no.
No.
And so he said no.
Did you punch him in his gut?
Humorous, Brian. How did he say no? I mean, did he actually just say it like that? Like,
yeah.
No.
He just pretty much said he kind of shook his head, said no. And then I saw Potsy sitting over there with his little sunglasses on, and I looked at him and I said, "Sit on it, Potsy." And
was Pat Morita there? Oh wait, he did die.
No.
Oh, no.
Okay, you basically killed everybody in the convention except the guy that is dead.
Yeah. That's funny. Let's listen to the little Joni bit because that's always fun. This is an odd thing to have, but I think I love it. This is going to be one of my favorite ones to play in shows. So here it is.
Hello, are you listening to Extra Live Radio? This is Erin Moran from Happy Days.
And she sounds to me like what's her name that played Lois Lane.
Yeah, yeah. And she is so peppy, man. I mean, she is like, woo.
She's full of energy.
More ways than one. Yeah. And more ways than
one. Wait a minute. Did she hit on
What's
your
that
husband?
Supposed to mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
No.
Boobers?
She is very, yeah.
Boobies, yeah.
She's endowed. Joni's all talking, grown up.
Hey, where was Chachi? He wasn't there, was he?
No, he wasn't. He's too big.
I want everyone to know. I grew up with three Korean siblings, and Chachi in Korean is penis. I just wanted to share that. It's true.
So Joni,
Joni loves Chachi. Chachi in charge. That would have been worse.
Now I have to outdo Brian. When MegaCon, if all goes well, when MegaCon rolls around this year in Orlando, I'm going to try to get a station sign off by Margot Kidder.
Oh, dude. That would rule.
Because
she's
actually going to be there. So if she doesn't flip out and stab me, yeah. I'm going to try to get a station ID from her.
Now, I do have a big question for I understand.
Brian.
I understand that Suzanne actually had this idea. Brian sends me all these station IDs, which all rock and rule, of course. But I get this one, and I'm thinking, where the crap did this come from? And he informs me this was Suzanne's idea, and it's just a riot. So check this one out.
Hi, all. This is Brittany from Hooters of Conyers, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
You guys, they got a Hooters girl. That's awesome.
Excellent.
I'm sorry. I made Brian. I love Hooters. Oh, I love their food. So
I love Hooters, too.
Oh, I think everyone can go on record saying they love Hooters.
Yeah, I love
following
Hooters.
Podcast. No, that's awesome.
Anyway, and I was like, Brian, you know, we've got everybody else. I was like, we got to get them. He was like, whatever. I'm like, give it to me. So I told her, I was like, please. I was like, we'll love you forever. Just do this. And she was like, sure, give it to me.
And her name's Brittany, which is awesome.
Yeah, Brittany.
I mean, how cliche is that?
Yeah, totally cliche. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Brian's going to tell us more about his trip to DragonCon, and we're going to have a special guest talk about the Transformers shoot, as well as a very, very crappy movie. Right before all that, you get to hear Rico's reviews for this week. We'll see you on the other side.
Hello again, Extra Life Radio. This is Rico from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast, and this is another edition of Rico's Reviews. This week marks the 40th anniversary of a groundbreaking science fiction television show. That show, of course, is Star Trek. This show has spawned spin-off series, over 700 hours of television, 10 movies, books, magazines, merchandising, and so forth. The show has really been able to endure over the many decades it's been on and off the air, and continues to evolve into this day. I think this is due to the interesting storylines that are always relevant and wonderful characters that Star Trek has created over the years. The future we have to look forward to in 2008, the next movie, new video games coming, books, and everything are still on the horizon. Star Trek really is forever. Thanks to Gene Roddenberry for creating such a wonderful universe to explore and a hopeful view of the future. This is Rico signing off for this week.
Fascinating.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Thanks, Rico, for those fine reviews, as always. Love to get those. Love to get a little sci-fi fix for the week. I think the fans do as well. Had good positive feedback about that. And I, too, am happy to know that Star Trek has slam-dunked its 40th year of existence, and I'm thrilled about that, even though Obsidian has still not seen a single episode, and for that, we weep openly.
But I am intrigued. I will admit, I am intrigued by the game.
What game? Which one?
Supposedly a game is coming out for the 40-year celebration or something.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that game. Which one is it? The one I'm thinking of is a strategy game for the DS. Which one are you talking about?
I don't know. I mean, I just heard that Star Trek, for its 40th anniversary, is coming out with a game.
Yeah, there's some.
I'm intrigued
They're working on an MMO, but there is also some game coming out that they're going to have like all the cast from all the different years of Star Trek do the voices of their characters.
Oh, well, good, because Scott Bakula and freaking Janeway aren't doing jack crap right now. They could use the work, I'm guessing. Well, anyway, welcome back to the show. So, Brian,
Did you just fart, Scott?
No,
hey,
I did not.
Dylan.
Did he fart?
No, he didn't. I'm still in
okay.
here.
Okay.
Oh, stayed.
She said it like it's a rarity when he doesn't.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. No
Dude,
kidding.
Listen, if she stays in the room, that means we're good.
That's right.
Means we're good, good
really?
To go. Oh, yeah, I ain't baking no brownies while she's here.
Kim, how bad is it, really?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Kim has a cold. Can you guys hear it? She has a bad cold.
I do.
Anyway, so...
Did you give her a bad cold?
No, I didn't give her
farts?
Jack crap. So, Brian...
I'm just pinching my nose. Just kidding.
So,
this
Brian...
This show is going downhill fast, people.
So, tell us...
There goes our five stars.
Out the window.
Yeah, there goes the five stars. We'll be back down to 4.5 soon. No worries, everyone. So, Brian, tell us more about your trip. Anything else that was significant before we wrap up the whole Dragon Con report? And by the way, we're all insanely jealous of your good time.
Funcom was there, and they were giving away crap like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
They were giving away crap?
Yeah.
It's like, you want turd?
Would you like a big old fat turd? No, thank you.
Hey, no, wait, didn't they give you...
They just couldn't give it away.
Somebody at Funcom, the people behind Anarchy Online, gave you 10 million
yep.
credits to give away. We're
yeah,
going to do a contest today.
Credits.
Is that true?
Yep. That is correct. And also a 90-day Anarchy Online prepaid card. Now, you may say, well, it's a big deal, you can play it. Well, it is free right now, but you can't play with any expansion packs. Unless you have that. And I think at the beginning of next year, I think they're going to go to the non-free again.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think the free...
It's because they're improving it. They're making it better,
supposedly. It's only supposed to run for like a
year. Yeah, I've heard that as well. They've been around for a long time. I have to give those guys props, as the kids say, for sticking around so long. So
No. The kids say mad props.
So, yeah, Brian, do you want to give away the credits and the 90-day thing at the same time, or should we do them as a separate giveaway?
I think one individual would really appreciate having both.
I think you're right.
True.
But the 90-day prepaid card, I guess you can download the... game from the website, so
yeah,
or if you're online,
yeah, you get
file
the whole client online. That's correct.
Yep.
So
yep.
let's do a quick contest, and the contest is this.
First number you can type in.
Yeah, no.
We are going to pull at random. We're going to take a bunch of emails, and from those emails, we're going to pull someone at random. But
did
you
they
have
do the
to
numbers. I don't have a cam, so I can't.
Yeah.
Do.
Yeah,
not that. We're not doing the cam. We're not doing the webcam. People, you guys are out of it. You're not out of it. You can all enter, but you're not doing it live on the show today. So here's the thing. Send us an email. See, you can stop typing now. My gosh, look at that thing. It's on fire. Look at that.
If
honey.
We could harness
look
the power of people
yeah,
pushing...
the power of typing numbers, we could control the planet.
That's insane. Anyway, I had to minimize that because I felt heat coming out of the room from that. The friction alone. Anyway, so yeah. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to send us an email. In that, it has to have the following subject. Brian is the man is the subject. It must be exactly that or you'll
or
be filtered
Brian is
out.
Dumb man, either way.
If Brian is dumb man, that's fine too. We'll take dumb man or
Brian
dumb man.
Is a woman.
I'm filtering everything else out. But if you are randomly chosen, we will give you a copy of, or we'll give you that 3 month thing and the credits.
And a demonstration of Brian's manhood.
Yes. Ooh, I don't want
feats of strength.
Feats of strength.
I don't want to see a demo.
Okay, and also.
Oh, and what?
I'm going to post some pictures up from Dragon Con, too.
Oh, yeah,
show
do
you
that.
All the freaks.
Yeah, people
there
dressed
are
up.
There some awesome people because they do cosplay, and I'm telling you, man, there were some awesome costumes there, and there were some people that shouldn't have been wearing them, but.
There was a lot of people that shouldn't have been wearing them.
I have a question, Brian. You've got one of a dude who is Elvis in a Stormtrooper outfit.
That was freaking awesome. When I saw that, I had to chase after him to get that picture.
It looked amazing. Awesome. It almost looked right. Like, that's
it
how
did.
It should
exactly.
be.
Exactly. He had a Stormtrooper uniform on. He didn't have the helmet on, but he did have the Elvis cape thing and the Elvis glasses and the Elvis hair, and it looked so right. At first, I was like, hey, I don't remember that Stormtrooper, but hey.
I heard so. There was also, I saw pictures that someone else posted, and they posted, the two pictures I liked the most is someone did, there was three guys that were Stormtroopers, but they were Stormtroopers made out of cardboard.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I love
where
that.
Their armor was made out of cardboard. And there was one guy that was in a Stormtrooper outfit, but he had the cape and the mask of the Burger King from the Burger King.
Yeah, I saw him, too.
That's awesome.
That's creepy.
That is kind of creepy. But the
man,
pictures I've seen so
far. It is kind of creepy. Yeah,
hey,
I'll agree to that.
What's with that little tiny Darth Maul-looking guy? Was that a midget?
Yeah.
Was that a midget or a kid?
No, that's how tall he is.
Well, yeah.
That was the real Darth Maul. He was there.
You know, there are some of us, Scott, that are kind of short.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't realize the guy that played Darth Maul was only 3.5 feet tall.
Lucas used his computer blue screen effects to make him look
that
bigger.
Was weird. Weird photo. But I will link to those in
but,
the
you
show
know,
notes.
I do actually believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Ray Park, the guy that does Darth Maul, is not actually very tall anyway.
No, he's not supposed to be.
I think he's like 1'7" or something.
He usually goes to that Dragon Con stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think he was there. Suzanne said he was there.
I think I heard he was like collecting the styrofoam cups at the front door.
Yeah. You know, Andrew, you do realize that he could kick your ass.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that.
All of us simultaneously.
You know, he could do it without even thinking about it. But he doesn't know where I live.
If he can,
Hey. What? Suzanne wants to say something.
There was one real cool
thing.
Are they
for me? Are you going to say things for me?
Oh, I love you, Obsidian, but it's not for you.
Okay.
At the Dragon Con, the cool person, and I don't know his real name, we got to meet Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
We played him.
Yeah.
But he put his hand up against ours, and my hand did not even cover his palm. Brian's kind of close.
That guy's a freak of nature,
huge.
Yeah. That guy's that's
he's
a weird
huge.
Dude.
He,
what's
he
his
was
name?
So cool.
I forgot his name.
Chewbacca. I just called him Chewbacca.
Chewy.
He looks like he has issues though when he's not in the suit.
Oh, yeah,
he does. He told us we actually asked him to, you know, if he wouldn't mind standing up, but he said no, his knees were bad. So
yeah, I imagine he's got like serious. Like, I mean, those guys that are that tall and that misshapen, they get weird problems.
Yeah,
you get stuff.
But he was nice about it and everything. But yeah, there was almost everybody there.
Yeah,
all these actors were just great. Even Ralph Mouth, even though I'm giving him a hard time and stuff, I don't blame him. You know, he's been there half the day, and people have been bugging the crap out of him. I don't blame him for not wanting to record something.
Right.
You know,
and
for free.
And his career has come to this, is what he's thinking.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's thinking. I want to get the crap out of here, man.
I remember when people tuned in to watch me as much as they did the Fonz, and here I am at Dragon Con, standing next to an Elvis guy in a freaking Stormtrooper suit.
Yeah, but at least he wasn't the one that was on the skis that jumped the shark.
That's true, dude. That's true. In the leather jacket, let's not forget.
I do want to give a word of advice to guys or girls going. If you are jealous at all of having people look at your girlfriend or boyfriend or them looking at someone else, there is more boobs and butts there showing than I have ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
So,
Dragon Con
know,
is
your
a...
Your girlfriend is jealous. Do not bring
her. Yeah, they wear a lot of, well, you know, a lot of superhero uniforms and fairies and
no,
stuff. No, skimpy.
Underwear, bras, panties. Not even panties.
That's not a costume. You just took your clothes off.
That's just a piece of paper.
Whatever.
Well,
I'm happy Brian gets to sit every once in a while, but you know, some people just can't handle it.
walk around freely.
Yeah, they run around freely.
So my question is, Brian, my parting question before we bring in our Transformers dude is this. Was there any LARPers there? Were there any LARPers there?
Yes, it was LARPers, and they had like all kind of LARPer equipment you could purchase there.
Oh.
It was, yeah.
This
was
may nuts. Not be
Did
there.
They have a magic mythal?
No, nobody tried.
This may not be the conference for us if there's nothing but LARPers. Actually, I kid.
There wasn't really. They had a great thing about Dragon Con. It's all things sci-fi and fantasy. You've got actors there. You've got web cartoonist who met Devil's Panties Girl.
Yeah.
You got regular, comic strip artist or comic artist.
Yeah.
You just got a little bit of everything.
Was Matt Groening there?
It's a great con.
Podcasters,
yeah.
Was Matt Groening there at all?
Matt Groening was not.
No. Oh, dang.
You said disappointed. Oh, crap.
Did you just say Matt?
Forget it.
Did you just have Matt's groin was
no,
there?
No, Matt Groening, or however you say a stupid Groening. Lame Matt, stupid last name.
Hey. We almost did.
All right, let's bring in our buddy from the Transformer shoot, and I'm going to pause this real quick.
Send in the Transformers, dude!
David, who also goes by the name Cyber Commando on our message boards. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
That's very good to have you. And the reason we're having you is not
that sounds kinky.
It's not just because of his boyish
I'm
good looks.
I'm going to have you today, boy.
Oh my gosh, dude! The Colombian needs a sedative. We are having you on because you did a really wicked cool thing the other day, and you happened to. Actually, you're one of the only Extra Life fans I can think of that actually brought the website down for a period of time.
Thanks a lot.
So for that, we thank you. But no, the deal was you were driving on the freeway during the week. You happened upon what looked a little weird to you, a bunch of cars, a bunch of trucks, and it occurred to you, oh my gosh, they're filming the Transformers movie over here. And you had the wherewithal to have a camera handy. Kind of give us a breakdown of how it all went down and kind of what the experience was live, and was there anything really cool that you can share with us tonight?
Yeah. It was. We were actually on our way to the freeway. We were going over an overpass, and looked to my left, looked to my right, noticed traffic's not what it's normally doing over here at this time of day, about lunchtime.
Yeah.
And I noticed the as we go progress across the overpass that traffic's, it's weird, and then the cars are kind of spaced out, kind of strangers. They're stopped, and so we figured, hey, maybe there's an accident or something underneath. So we were able to get on the freeway, go our way. I look into my left. I'm noticing this equipment and these people. And I said, that's kind of weird. And then I see this truck. I see the truck. I see the flames.
Oh, man.
And I start going back in my memory. I'm like, that looks familiar.
No.
I am so completely jealous of this. So were you sure right when you saw that truck? You knew that was the one?
I saw the truck.
You knew that was the one.
The
one you were going to marry.
One true truck.
So, okay, so you saw Optimus Prime's truck. You also saw what looked like a big Humvee. And
He didn't see Optimus Prime's truck.
I know.
Optimus Prime does not have a truck.
Mr. Picky.
He is the truck.
He is the truck. So you saw Optimus Prime in truck form. But they didn't have anything out there that was in robot form, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, it's probably because it's all CG, you big dummy.
Yeah. Well, no, I knew that.
So basically, you didn't get to see Optimus Prime stomping around, throwing cars and stuff.
So wait a minute. You mean Transformers aren't real? Oh, okay. Well, this is the first I've heard. But no, did they actually film anything while you were able to see it, or was it all just kind of sitting there waiting for the next shot or something?
No, some of the videos I posted, they're actually filming. You can see the little black SUV type thing in the carpool lane just driving by. It's got a camera on the back.
Ooh, did he get stopped? Was he driving by himself? Did he have Bumblebee in there?
No. Was Bumblebee there? I don't think he was.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever is in the picture.
Well, I do have a very delicate and important question, right? Okay, so we all know that the studios or whoever's in charge of that is being very secretive about this whole thing, and they're very jealous about the information that is getting leaked. Now, tell us, Are you not afraid that maybe Optimus Prime will go to your house tonight and break down the door and
kill you? We have accepted your challenge.
Yeah, I do think he's eye open.
Let's go. Yeah, that's awesome. Did they go? So I guess they did.
Jeez.
Well, I can't. That, I'm out of my bed. I cannot tell you how cool
they haven't
it was.
Been able to hire you, Scott.
Yeah.
They need you for that.
Now, this morning when I looked at Dig, the post that you put in our forums was up to 1,400 digs or so, and looked like it was still climbing. The entertainment area doesn't seem to grow.
It actually
quickly.
Broke. It broke 1,500 not too long ago.
No, yeah,
really?
I had a consistent level of new traffic hitting the site, so I guess I have you to thank for that as well. But what turned out to be a strange traffic incident.
Yeah, your check arrives tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll get that right over. But I'm excited about this, and the truth is, this is not all. You went back and revisited the site.
I'm so excited.
And tell us what you saw when you went back.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. Second
Optimus
day,
was dead.
He was debris everywhere. No. So I go back. The freeway's clean. There's some guys cleaning up the sweep, doing some sweeping. You know, the janitors of the operation, I guess. And to the right, it's the second screenshot on the second post. You can see all the scorch marks, and you can see a bunch of looks like they were stopping hard, burning rubber, basically.
Yeah.
So that was new. That wasn't there before.
So you missed some stuff, or it was maybe they did that at night.
According to someone that was on the forums, they said there were some big explosions and car wrecking.
He missed when Starscream showed up and started whining like he always does.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I can't thank you enough for doing that, because not only did it bring all sorts of new eyeballs to Extra Life, but it was actually one of the coolest scoops in movie news this year, I would say. Everybody's trying to get their hands on Transformers information, and a little old Extra Life fan goes out there one day, and boom, it's all there, right there in front of you. And you haven't heard from anybody. Nobody's called from the studio and said cease and desist or anything.
No one's come down my throat. And I think the most, the biggest discovery, I don't know how many people, probably recognize it, but on the second post, I got a good close-up of that Buffalo vehicle, and you can see Bone Crusher's logo right there, plain and clear.
Yeah. That's cool. That's
and that is totally that. Exclusive. We've seen other shots of the truck and things far off or whatever, but that shot is awesome. I mean, seriously,
money
people
shot right there.
Flipping out, total
nice
money
job.
Shot. Yeah, nice work. If Kim says it's good work, it must
nice
be.
Nice work.
Because she thinks I'm a Transformers nerd. Anyway.
And she would be right.
She would be correct.
But then again, she's married to you, so that doesn't speak much for
hey
her.
Now. I can kick your butt.
We all make mistakes. But anyway, well, David, I just want to thank you again. Thanks for doing that, and especially thanks for coming on the show tonight. And, hey, I hope you keep listening, because we are easy to sit through.
Yeah, you are. Thank you for letting me steal your bandwidth.
Absolutely. You're welcome anytime. Anyway, hey, guess what we have to do?
I'll let you know.
Holy crap, dude. We have to do this.
What
and
do we have
I can't
to do?
Find it. We have to do this right here.
It's time for Extra Life Radio's Crappy Movie of the Week.
And this week
is La Mala Película de la Semana.
That always makes me feel funny. Inside when he does that.
It was something I didn't need to know.
Okay. We have a great movie this week, very crappy, and the name of the film is, and I can't find it, the name of the film is called Eat and Run, came out in 1986. Andrew, give us the lowdown on Eat and Run.
The basic idea of the movie, it's about a humanoid alien that lands on Earth and soon discovers he likes to eat Italian. Not Italian food, but Italian people.
That is so good.
Because everybody knows Italian people taste different.
Yeah, because they're full of Italian food. It's an unending circle.
And it was directed by Christopher Hart.
Who's he?
And what's funny is the only thing he has ever done after Eat and Run is one episode of Tales from the Crypt, and that is it.
Really? Nice work.
Yeah.
He didn't have a hit with...
Christopher Hart was that guy who drew those instruction booklets.
No, he did that song that I wear my sunglasses at night. Is that the same guy?
Oh, that was...
That's
Corey
Hart.
Oh, Corey Hart.
Nice.
He thought, you know what? These crappy movies aren't for me. I'm going to be a big hit songwriter for about a year, and then I'm going to suck for the rest of my life. Anyway, great stuff, and let's hear a couple of clips. This one deals with this one deals with a very interesting reference to shirt buttons. Very strange. Check it out.
I got people missing all over the place. The only clues I got are some shirt buttons.
That's some good evidence.
The thing is, how are you going to find a person based on a button?
What I don't understand is why they like everything else, but not the damn buttons. Spill them right out.
CSI shirt buttons. Okay, let's look at this one. This is about due process. Very good one.
Once we start executing creatures from outer space without due process, we have forfeited the right to call ourselves civilized people.
Okay, that is like the stupidest morality tale ever.
You don't get due process. You are an alien.
Yeah, you're from another planet.
You don't even probably understand what that means in the first place, especially if you're not eating buttons.
That's true. And speaking of herpes, just kidding, we weren't really talking about herpes, but here is a line about herpes. And there's that. If you ask me, it makes a crappy movie even crappier when herpes is involved.
When you got a herpes, right? A crappy movie's even crappier if you got herpes.
If you got herpes. So here's our herpes line of the week.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to ask if you had herpes.
No, God, no. Something I don't have.
It's not so bad. It stings from time to time, but doesn't interfere with my social life.
No, I don't have the herpes. I do have the crabs.
For a medication.
No, it's part of the show, dude. It's part of that crappy movie. And apparently she has herpes, and it doesn't interfere with her social life.
Well, it does burn when she pees.
No doubt.
I have no doubt, yeah.
Now, this line is the best. Saved it for the last. This deals with eating Italians, and I just couldn't resist.
You're trying to tell me some guy's going around eating Italians?
Eating them? What?
His name's Liberace. Oh, sorry.
Liberace? Was he Italian?
Well, it definitely does sound.
I don't think that was the angle he was going for.
Yeah. Brian, I forgot to ask you. Did you end up seeing anybody from Riptide at the Dragon Con?
No.
They don't go to that?
No. You know, he doesn't like it when people ask him that question.
Yeah.
Not even the nerd guy?
We were just disappointed because we were hoping Dean Cain was going to be
there.
Okay. Dean okay, here's the deal. I think I'm going to make me some Riptide fan film.
All right, do it.
Anybody want to join in?
Yeah.
I will.
I don't know.
Matter
how.
Of fact, what I think it would be great for our listeners. Since I'm missing Riptide so much, why don't some of you out there make some Riptide fan films and keep me up to date?
Yeah, do that.
Give me some new shows to watch.
Okay, wait a minute. When did we go from shows? We're making Riptide fan films to you make them and show them to
Well, I thought it'd be more fun if they did it. Well, first I said we need to do it, and I was thinking that sounds like a lot of work, and yeah. I don't have any orange robots or Hawaiian shirts, and so
they had orange robots.
Remember the orange robot?
No.
And the Hawaiian shirts? Yeah, the orange robot and the nerd, the Bill Gates guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's what we could do. You know, since I work as a makeup artist, occasionally I can do the makeup.
Wait a minute.
We can all do the acting and everything, but I do have a little problem. I don't know how to swim. Yeah. Would it involve swimming?
No swimming in Riptide.
No.
You can't swim in a Riptide.
Yeah.
Because you all can't swim in a Riptide.
Yeah,
and you all have herpes, so you can't swim anywhere.
And everybody knows the Riptide is really bad.
Oh, yeah, I remember
you got herpes.
The goofy orange robot.
Yeah, he had the goofy orange robot.
He looked like an ant.
Yeah, he did. His head looked like a big ant, but the rest of him was like a big square block thing. So it was pretty
I must
cool.
have blocked that out, dude. Seriously.
Well, see, all technology during that time was orange. You know, that's what they... All robots and stuff were orange.
They were all orange? Why is that, do you suppose?
Yeah. I don't know. It was this whole
thing. Wait a minute. I know what you could do. You could go to the Stargate people and talk to them about the new channel they're making and ask them that if they're going to bring back Stargate, Riptide while they're at it.
You know, I was thinking, since you're bringing back Stargate SG-1 anyway, how about you just add Riptide on there?
Yeah, put a little Riptide on there. In fact, you can call it Riptide SG-1 and combine the whole thing. send the orange robot into the wormhole. See how it fares on its own.
Yeah. They could slingshot the Stargate around the sun and go back in time.
To win
Riptide.
We snipped out a new Ori stronghold with this robot, with this orange robot. Oh my gosh, and with that we're going to take off. This has been Extra Life Radio, everyone, and this has been a full hour of just craziness. Thanks for being here, Kim, by the way.
Hey, thanks.
And thanks to everybody else for being here, especially Suzanne. The other guys can...
Hi, Suzanne.
They can go to hell. Just kidding. if you'd like to be part of our program, you can always email us, myextralife@gmail.com. Visit myextralife@gmail.com. Damn, what the crap is wrong with me? Visit myextralife.com. Email us at myextralife@gmail.com. Send us a phone call or send us a message on the phone. That number is 206-203-CRAP, 206-203-CRAP. We love to play things from the crap line. Thanks again to you by now. Thanks again to ArcadeTown.com. And thanks again to you, the listener, for without you, we're nothing but festering balloons.
See ya.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Think 5X times 2X equals Dean Cain.
Sweater what? Vest power!
There's nothing worse than a hurricane that hides your keys.
Well, we go boating next weekend. You meet us at 5.
I just told you I escaped from the Mayha City.
You come help me push!
Kim would be all down with the clown and go.
He's like, so Kim, how are you?
I got Chakotay runs.
You can marry Andrew. That's not a problem.
Someone talk to Governor Dooku and let us in.
Who wants some area Colombian?
I'll just do my 4 pee-pee del fuegos, and I think I'll fart once or twice, and that's all. I'm done with that. Holy crap, that's like a scourge on my day.
Now you're enabling him.
Yeah, and quit poking me in the butt, by the way. It's starting to get annoying.
He's like Methuselah.
Yeah.
What's up?
You yank it out? What does he care if I have it out?
You want to play with it until next June.
Well, it's better than your game.
But yeah, I'm very excited about it.
I want to take a bat covered in dog dung and hit Kate Muldrew in the face as hard as I can. Welcome to Inside Baseball. Yo, Captain, shoot me in the hizzy.
I couldn't get one in.
You cannot mesmerize me. I'm British.
I have a CompUSA. I can go use OS 10, jerk.
Hello, ELR people. I was going through Walmart, Scott's favorite locale to visit, and I was skimming through the card game section. So I, the card and board game section, whatnot, and I came across a very interesting game. It was called Nonviolent Politically Correct War. And talk about doing a double take. It's like, what? A nonviolent politically correct war card game? How silly is that? Oh, producers, you people are crazy. Anyway, thought I'd just let you know that. Bye.
Hello, is this Extra Life? Yeah, this is Brad. Second time caller. I'm going to do an impression of Brian. Of an impression of Scott when he was at the optometrist. Let's see if I can't do this.
All I can see is gay. Get off!
Alright, if this gets on the show, well, good for me. It doesn't, well, whatever.
It's not that much.
Okay, so this is the crap line. Hey, I'm kind of just watching you online right about now. I'm guessing you probably haven't gone into the calls yet. You might get to this one. Who knows? And here's my dad for a couple of seconds. I'm eating toast. All right. Okay. Anyway, I best not take up any more time.
Hey, Scott and gang. This is Kenny down in Texas again. I wanted to ask you a question. I just recently reacquainted myself with that old game called Stars. I don't know if any of you guys have played it before, but it's got a free download. You can get on one of the download sites or whatever. But it, for graphics that are so simple, that's, I know, hammer the graphics, they're actually very, very, well, just dots and triangles and such like that. It's actually quite an integrating game. It's very fun, actually. So I was wondering if you guys have ever played it and what your opinion on it is, and why can't they use gameplay concepts like that and get them with better graphics nowadays. Anyway, guys, keep up a good show. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Jack Townsend. I'm from Auburn, Maine, and I'm a huge fan of your damn show. I'm brand new to it, too. You know, I unfortunately am too busy to normally listen to podcasts because I got a lot of crap I got to do in my life. But I've been a big fan of your comic for a while now, and same thing with Obsidian. I really dig Commission. It's a riot. I love the thick lines. And as a, whim, I just clicked on to Extra Life Radio and gave a listen. And by God, you guys are hilarious. Oh my Lord. I'm freaking gasping for air halfway through your shows. Just a little side comment all the time. It's a riot. So thank you very much for putting out such a good, good product. You know, and a reminder to all of you folks out there, it's only an hour out of your life, for God's sakes. 1 hour a week. You can't give up an hour of your week to listen to these flames go off. You know, you can't masturbate all the time. Trust me, the porn will be there after the show. Just chill out and relax and enjoy some Extra Life Radio. Thanks, Scott. Gentlemen.
Hi, my name is Old Man Burns, long-time listener, first-time caller. I would like to go over three different things from episode 103. First, Vista, then Columbia, and of course, Mortal Kombat, which is from several episodes now. First, about Vista, it is super expensive, but wow, plays on it. That's right, World of Warcraft, and it runs great. Columbia, guess what? My brother married a Colombian. And O is right, it is super hard for you to get to the United States. Not only did he married her in the country, and then it took 10 months after that to get her back. Not a green card, no special deals, no, you know, nobody to pay off or anything like that. It took him 10 months just to get her back over here. Next, just want to go over Mortal Kombat, my favorite words. Fight. Fatality. Flawless victory. Excellent. Brutality. Finish him. Superb. Finish her. You will never win. Anyway, thanks.
Wow, Scott was right. Who does float?
Hey, guys. This is Deacon. Okay, I'm just curious. What did you think of your villains? I've done this Obsidian, and now I've done the rest of you. If you didn't see it, just go on in the general forms, and it should be, the villains are here, run! And look at all of them, and I hope this gets on the show. See you guys, bye.
Hey, Scott and crew, this is Eli from Washington, and I think I found out what your guys' superpowers or mutant powers might actually be. A couple nights ago, I had a bad earache and couldn't fall asleep, so I decided to listen to a little bit of Extra Life Radio, and your soothing voices put me asleep in no time, and I figured, these must be superpowers. So, I don't know, just an idea. Love the podcast. Keep up great work. Bye.
Yo, what's up, Extra Life? It's Gomer. Thanks for playing my Mortal Kombat thing. I hope you guys loved it. But you guys are talking about Voyager, Star Trek Voyager. And, yeah, I kind of dug it a little bit, but, you know, it wasn't as good as The Next Generation or anything. But the series finale of Star Trek Voyager, the very, very last episode, is like a two-hour, you know, two-parter. It's the best Star Trek episode ever. It's got, you know, Captain Janeway screwing over Klingons. It's got time travel. It's got sticking it to the Borg. It's got everything. The series finale of Star Trek Voyager is, yeah, it's better than any movie. It's better than any show episode, you know, just one guy's opinion, but check it out. It's freaking awesome. And plus, it was the end of Star Trek Voyager, which only was, you know, preceded by the end of Deep Space Nine. So, sweet. Keep it up, Extra Life. Love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, hi, this is Seamus, and I'm on the top of Mount Rosebrook, or whatever, Roseberry, yeah, Rosebrook, in northern New Hampshire, and it's damn cold. And, yeah, I saw some turkeys, wild turkeys. I'm going to go roll down the mountain now. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys, this is Tom from Madison, Beer on the Forums. Hey, I got a little challenge for O. I don't know if he's seen his Star Trek episode or not yet, but I have not seen Future Sport. I just haven't seen it, haven't really had any plans to. My challenge is if O is willing to watch one episode of Star Trek, that's like, what, 40-some minutes with no commercials, his choice of version, his choice of episode, I will watch Future Sport, and I will call back and give a review of the movie, what I think. And I think there's a few other people out there, so, you know, get a few more people backing me up maybe, and, O can watch his one episode of Star Trek, and that way then he can say he's seen it, and that way I can say I've seen it. So, all right, love the show, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Scott and gang. I was recently in Palm Springs at a leather convention, and in the sea of tattoos, leathers, thongs, and other weirdness was this one dweeby-looking guy in a yellow shirt that said, sex, drugs, dungeons, and dragons. And just to follow up, I was heading for my room, and I guess some of the people are into wearing rubber outfits and such. We're heading for their rooms and outside, and the sprinklers had gone on, and they were all upset because their rubber outfits were going to get wet, which just seemed really weird to me. Okay, bye.
Okay, so I have my 360 downstairs, and I have my friend that we call, his real name is Joseph, but he's really funny and he does joke all the time, so we could call him Clown, or Clowny, or sometimes just the Clown. And then, so I take it, okay, so Joseph, or the Clown, comes, he comes over to my house, and I'm going to show him my 360, and then I say, oh, why don't you come down? And then, okay, so my computer is also next to my 360, and I get a message. I get a message from my friend, Sarah, and I say, Sarah, hi, and she say hi, and then Joseph, he starts playing my 360, and, oh, she says, what are you doing? And I say, oh, I'm just down with the Clown.
Hey there, this is Linkage, and I just wanted to say, about show 100, I thought all your different old shows were freaking hilarious, but what you guys should have also included was the Marklar episode. You know, you could have had you, Marklar, and of course the big Marklar talk about different things like Marklar, and perhaps even Marklar. You know, Marklar could have gone on about, you know, his favorite Marklar, which is Marklar, who of course started Marklar, which is the Marklar of the Marklar. You could have covered your crappy Marklar of the Marklar, and then, of course, you could have had Marklar saying, how are the Marklar? Wasn't she a Marklar? Wasn't she a Marklar? Wasn't she a Marklar? Wasn't she a Marklar and Marklar? Anyway, that's my little idea of a cool show you guys could do.
The Tripod Network, what's on?